all of us or a lot of people from certain neighborhoods grew up with that. So it's like we gotta still be supporting that as he gets older and we get older, we still gotta be supporting that.
But we're not. Okay.
No, but what I'm saying is I think we do, but I think there's not a bigger base of people who are paying that.
This is why I feel like we don't, because you two,
I think we do.
I'm just, pardon if I keep referring to them.
Jay-Z, I think we do.
But people like you two, Bruce Springsteen and all those other performers, you know, of a different hue that we just named before, they're legends. But the youth and even the youth of that hue looks at them as legends. Who's checking for Ja Rule? No 16, 20-year-old, 22-year-old right now is checking for Ja Rule or Ashanti.
But there are fans that are checking for Ja Rule.
And they don't
though.
Even give them the regard as like, you know what, he's a legend. He had the whole at this era knocked down. We don't revere our artists who have been out for decades as much as other cultures, I feel. Especially with hip-hop. Because if you've been out for 10 years and you had two or three bad years, you either gotta have like that Usher shit where every 2 years we just know you release. Once you lose it, it's very hard to bring it back. Once you fall off.
Honestly though, Jay-Z got a lot. Look at the record labels.
Definitely Cash Money.
Jay-Z got a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
But just to be honest, there's a lot of hip hop artists out there that are hitting an older age that just don't. They don't perform like a Bruce Springsteen or Madonna. Like they doing karaoke on the stage, but Bruce Springsteen or Madonna or YouTube.
DMX?
Or DMX is on.
Have you seen DMX perform? Not in person, but have you seen? I'm saying, have you ever seen a DMX concert performance? Like live
20 years ago.
I don't mean being incredible, and do you see how he does with
20 years ago? Not talking about right now.
So what's his most recent performance? I feel like you, because there was a time when you told me DMX? About a I want to say maybe 2015 or 16.
Shit,
maybe he was a Rough Rider concert. It probably was more recent than
nigga,
that.
And that shit was a Rough Riders and Cash Money tour, nigga. Like that shit was like 97 by G.
I'll tell you about a recent DMX.
It wasn't that. I went to Powerhouse. The last, like, not the one that just passed, but like the last two Powerhouses. DMX wasn't there though.
It wasn't.
I'll tell you about a recent DMX. You want to hear about DMX? I'll tell you about DMX right now, dog.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Swizz Beatz had an art installation in the Bronx like 2-3 years ago. DMX came out. Mm-hmm. The whole crowd went nuts for Rough Riders Anthem. Mm-hmm. And then he did Party Up. Everybody went crazy. That's two songs though. You got to imagine. You have to have a show for an hour and a half. Can you keep that energy for an hour and a half? At his age?
Was it a concert, though?
DMX? Wait, he came out before. Let me
Was it a concert?
Stop.
Because it's not a concert.
Stop.
It was a...
Stop. Stop.
Let me get that one.
DMX, does he have the fucking energy? That nigga is inhumane, son.
I'm just asking a question.
DMX gonna be 92 tearing it down like that.
I really wish you had a sound bite for that.
DMX.
I'm sorry I didn't get a sound bite for that one. I wish you would have known.
Oh, my God. Tommy. This nigga said the DMX
nigga
got...
Nigga told me Tommy out here. I'm just asking the question, brother.
Bruh, and I'm giving you an answer like, yo, dog, like, what? You from the ending of that era. What?
No. I'm not saying he can't. I know he can.
DMX and, yo, I love X. I love that nigga. That's from... I'm about to date myself, right? But that's from my time, when these little niggas is, you know, NBA YoungBoy and all that shit right now that little niggas is fucking with. That's what we was fucking with. We was fucking with DMX, Lox, Jay, you know, Diddy, you know, Mace, Harlem World, all that crazy shit. Like, yo, DMX.
DMX was like the epitome of a type of street hardness at a time.
Facts.
Straight demeanor. I mean, we all seen Belly.
The point of what I'm about
pick
to say is
pick up the fucking money, pal. Yeah,
that's a whole nother. That's hit,
but
that's
I'm
a
saying,
whole nother thing
but that's
too.
His that's his energy, like every the trip. Whole era.
I love DMX, but yo, DMX, right now, at this minute, 10, 40, whatever, Leprechaun is.
Nah, he could do a tour right now. I'll buy a ticket.
DMX is still high off some crack he smoked in 98 right now. Right now. DMX is... I'm mad you asked that question, sir. I'm sorry. I got my bag. Like, that's my error. That's
nah,
my time.
I mean,
like to protect those... Those
nah, yo, I respect X. I respect
that was the last time hip hop was real, and I'm saying that shit live.
Yo, I respect X. I respect J. My point being,
DMX do an hour and a half show? DMX could perform for 19 hours straight at the same energy. You will be prayed upon 143 times.
You'll go to church.
And he don't need a hit. I'm trying to tell you, still high from 98, dog.
I bet.
That's the point. That's how we got here. Because he said, DMX perform for an hour and a half?
Yeah, yeah.
DMX can perform till New Year's right now. Tonight, till New Year's.
Yo. Point to Wade's point. Why we don't got hip hop artists performing, making $1 million? To me, point blank, I think it's the market. I think it's just people not investing in it. I think the market's there. I think people will buy it. I don't think they trying to invest in it and see if they'll buy it. Because my point being is that hip hop is large in Europe, is large in Japan, it's large in America.
You bring up a
people,
good point.
People go to these old school shows. They'll go to that shit. Right. Money so,
that
I want to go to the next topic, but
can I just? Y'all want to go to the next topic?
Yeah, let's transition. So let me ask y'all this.
Fuck what I'm saying, but you know what?
I'm
not being sensitive. I'm just saying. Right. I'm literally saying fuck all of that. Since niggas all way here, what I can say? Fuck all that.
No, man.
You said something.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You said Usher. Where the fuck is Usher? That's all I wanted to say. Man. Next topic.
He just dropped the album.
Oh man.
When? When?
Damn,
I don't even know about when.
I did't
you
know
see what I'm
either.
Saying? You
and
see
I
what I'm saying?
Been to
why
concerts.
Don't why don't we know that?
I don't. I didn't
why
know
don't
he
we know that?
Because you're not on the internet.
Wow. Why don't we know? What do you mean we not on the internet? Usher be on every billboard everywhere.
He took a hit. I did not know he. I know so much other people's music that's dropping that dropped midnight that I was watching on Awful World Star.
Why we ain't know that?
Like, Usher dropped like a month ago.
K Camp.
I ain't know that.
No, I ain't know that.
He got a lot of flack because he sound like Future on it.
What platform have you ever? What platform? I'm on Complex, Everyday Struggle, Academic. I'm just saying, all the platforms that I pay attention to, I haven't seen any mention of the album. But let me ask y'all this: can Migos be the first rap hip hop group that can go independent? Every member. Do successful independently,
no.
Then regroup back together,
no.
And continue the success that they had as
no.
a group.
I just told you, no.
I'm listening.
They all ain't hot. They all ain't
who's
aren't
not who's not hot.
If
you fucking
please.
Say, what's them niggas' names again?
Takeoff. Quavo.
Takeoff. Quavo. And what's
Offset.
Offset.
Offset. Yo, who ain't nice? Who ain't nice? I'm ready. I'm. Re-